A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
We should learn something new every day. Put that in the life thing. You should learn something new every day.
I already did that today. 11:02, Cellini Domino on the road, ex-golf, 6600 Town Square in Alpharetta is where we are. And I learned the power of the modern-day golf simulator right here at ex-golf. And I also learned that if you want to enter your husband, as the sign said, into daycare,
yeah,
they'll take care of him. Just make sure you pick up your husband by 10 o'clock. They can take care of you and keep an eye on your husband if you're a golfer, even if you're not a golfer. If you're a novice, ex-golf has everything for you and then some, and I want to thank them for having us here today.
Well, I've always said, you want to drop off the kids, we got to make sure you have a place to do it. You want to drop off your husband or wife, now you got a place to do it. Halcyon. If you just know the area of Halcyon off of exit 12, there's a possibility to get in and play upwards of 53 different courses on brand new, the newest technology when it comes to bay golf.
So you can find yourselves playing St. Andrews to Pebble Beach in just a couple of hours, and then you get back home to the family. If you want to have a couple of drinks, you can do that. If you want to eat, you can do that. It's all here for you at X Golf in Alpharetta.
Last thing, I got a couple of giveaways. If you come in today, if you know the Halcyon area, and I know a lot of guys who live up in Windermere, and there are going to be days where it's raining, can't get out. Going to be days where it's going to be too hot, can't get out. You want to come swing for an hour, hour and a half, but the TV setup is great. They've got lunch specials every day, including one today. They've got giveaways today, so if you stop in, say hello to me and Nick, and then grab yourself a bay. They got discounted bays going on today. They have what they call seasonal packages. Those are coming. So if you want to make this a one-off, two-off, five-off, great. But if you want to do it during the course of the season to be a little bit better, perhaps when you go hit the course, this is the way to do it.
So come in, say hi, Chris. Hi, Nick. Now, about that special, and we'll guide you in the proper direction.
I agree. I'll guide you right to the bar. It's a full bar on top of everything.
That it is, sir. That it is. No matter where you are, we thank you for listening. You can listen all the time. Absolutely free.
It's a little out of my budget, Nick.
There's nothing to budget, Matt Lear. That's the beauty of it all. Thanks to Beaver Toyota of Cumming. You can listen to all of the programming. You can watch us when we're in studio via YouTube channel.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes, yes.
The World Series champs are coming in. What will it cost me this weekend?
It's not going to cost you anything.
See, that's how they get you.
Crazy.
No, there's no red tape here. There's no fine print. You can listen to Braves baseball for free all season long.
Did anybody associated with this company go to business school? Does anybody understand business? As I like to say, we're bringing the cow to your front door. We're giving you the cow and the milk. I don't like it.
You can hear the 9-game homestand. You can hear all of the postseason baseball, should the Braves make it that far, via the Fan app. Tonight's game is on Apple TV Plus if you're watching.
Oh, no.
Then you got Bally's tomorrow. Then you got Sunday Night Baseball ESPN at 7 o'clock. But remember, it's all here. No matter what the network is you want to watch the game on, you can listen via the Fan app. You can also follow along via the X platform, and that is brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casino and Resort. Today is National Cat Lady Day, Chris. I know that you knew that.
This can't be the number one thing on the list of days. First of all, I don't even know if it's an insult or not to be called a cat lady. Then to have a day seems really excessive. Maybe an hour. Maybe an hour. But I don't know what else you had to choose from. I have a feeling I am not going to like the direction this is going.
You're in a great mood right now. By about 11:35, you might not be. What's your favorite song that references a cat?
Oh, no.
Yes. The X-Platform question of the day. At Chris Domino, at Cellini Nick, at Matt Lear, at Road Dog 680, at DT680. That's where you can follow along. Two lefties going to be on the hill tonight. Andrew Haney is going to go for the Rangers. Chris Sale is going to get another start, hoping to recover from the not-so-strong outing, even though he went seven.
Yeah, the walk part of it. walking two guys at the bottom of the lineup. Listen, I don't know Chris Sale very well. I believe he's probably what's the expression I want to use? He's probably wallowed in this now. He's been in his own stench for the last 4 days, wanting to get over it. And the only way you do that as a starting pitcher is get the ball the next time.
And I love the fact that he went seven. I don't think he was coming out of the game. I think he wanted to stay in the game. He threw 100 pitches. He said, when you put up a horse bleep outing,
right,
this is what you owe to your bullpen.
Different cat, man. Different cat. I owe the others. So that's part of it. Yeah, he wallowed in it. That's the word I'm looking for. He wallowed in his own stench for a few days. He gets a chance to fix that tonight. Now, I'm going to ask you something. They were off yesterday. Don't have a game to recap. There's certainly other things. And I'm going to say something about the NFL draft later that why this year feels different. And I mean that in a really, really good way. Not Falcons-based, but big-picture-based for the NFL. The Texas Rangers, who have been in three World Series in about 15 years, they won one last year. This is the least talked about champion. The least talked about, you know, they had their good run, then it got bad, but then it got better. They signed big money guys. Here's the difference. If DeGrom was available and Scherzer was available, this would be feel bigger. I don't know how you win a World Series with a guy named Bruce Bochy at the helm, how you spend a lot of money, and they spend a lot of money, and still be an under-the-radar franchise. There's no panache about this franchise. There's no wow about them. There really isn't. They've spent money. This is not a cheap team. They bought players, and then they brought Bruce Bochy in. But don't you agree, for a World Series winning team, this feels like a team that doesn't get a lot of run.
It reminds you of that Nationals team that won the World Series. Now, the issue there was the pandemic hit, and they really didn't have any time or opportunity to celebrate. So you forget about that team. But you're right. A lot of people have to be reminded that the world champs are coming in this weekend in the Texas Rangers.
They're not a glamorous. They're not a long-running, wow, ratings grabber, headline grabber. All they did was win a World Series. And I just think if this weekend, if DeGrom and Scherzer were pitching, the baseball world outside of Atlanta would care more. With those two guys being on the shelf, it almost feels like they don't respect the work that they did last year.
And they're in the American League West, and their record is 11-9, and they're the only team in the division above 500 as of right now. The Braves also made a move. Luke Williams has been called up because they need more insurance in this infield. And Forrest Wall, the feel-good story, he's taken the shuttle back to AAA Gwinnett. The good news is he doesn't have to, you know, uproot his family and move. The bad news is he's going down to AAA.
He lives the life of the 26th man on the roster. He lives that life. And now, because you need an infield depth more than outfield depth, because I can tell you who would grab an outfield glove if it was an emergency, now you have to say, well, we can only carry 26, son. You're the one that's going to go back. But if Ozzie gets back sooner instead of later, there's a good chance he comes back up.
So you think about everything that's going on. The defending National League MVP finally hits his first home run of the season. The staff ace and the Cy Young Award candidate out for the season, the co-ace, he has an ERA of 7.71. And yet, the Braves still have the best record in baseball at 12-5. As you say all the time, Domino, that's baseball.
Yeah,
some say baseball, you say that's baseball.
Well, I want it to be different. I don't want to steal any. I don't want to hack anybody else's thing. I don't really say that a lot, but it is kind of amazing that you are down not one, not two, but three pieces now. It doesn't feel, look, at the end of the day, everybody's got to get a bucket for a point in a season for every team and get a little water off the boat. I'm not asking you to save the boat. I'm asking you to get your bucket and get a little water off the boat. Bullpen did it. Bullpen got a little bit wonky. Now the bullpen hopefully back on an uptick. Those are the guys that usually come in. Now, Orlando Arcia, he's got two buckets now. He's good enough where he's a two-bucket guy. What happened? Ozzie's down? What happened? We don't know Sean Murphy? Give me a bucket. And he takes a little water off the boat.
Marcelo Zuna has an entire boat that he is emptying out. He doesn't have buckets.
I actually think he's in charge right now. I don't think he has a bucket.
He's going around the clubhouse saying, look at me. I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. He's telling Matt Olson that and everybody else, Austin Riley, look at me. I'm the captain.
Right. He doesn't have a bucket. He's telling everybody else, go grab your bucket. Let's go. We got a little water on the boat.
He's barking out orders right now.
What do they call it in the union? He's sort of like the union chief.
Yeah, the steward.
Shop foreman.
Yeah, my dad was the steward of the shop when he was there. So the Braves have played 8 games as well, in which they've trailed by 3 runs or fewer going into the top of the 7th. They're 5-3 in those games. They've outscored the opposition in the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th innings so far this year, 29-10. So if you're wondering why they're winning, this lineup is just wearing you down time and time and time again.
But you also have to have a bullpen that keeps the game in check. close and late, you've heard me say for 20 years. For all the numbers that baseball has, and 20 years ago when I thought this and said it, there are a lot more numbers now. Give me close and late, and I'll tell you if you're a good baseball team.
I don't know if it's sustainable, the whole thing, the pitching and then the hitting coming around like this, but especially this number. They lead the majors, the Braves, in runs scored in innings 8 and 9. Just over 2.1 per game. Last season's team averaged 1.1. So, again, you're way above the norm right now. But despite it all, the injuries and the struggling staff, you find yourselves at 12-5. And maybe the Red Bull comes into play as well. Huge article on the bullpen ingesting. They're not drinking them left and right, but when they know they're going to make an appearance, they ingest Red Bull. And a lot of them said they learned from the master, and that master was Will Smith when he was here. How to do it just right. How to time it just right. How to concoct the proper ice and Red Bull combination in a cup.
If you come running out of the bullpen and you're so hyped up, you run past the mound right into a dugout, especially the opponent's dugout, because you're goofed up, not going to do me any good. There probably is a balance. I have watched it with people. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be honest, show of honesty. I've watched people use what we called gas station uppers to study overnight. I've seen this firsthand. I'm not a cocaine guy. I didn't want to be around a lot of people with cocaine. But I've seen gas station uppers. And if you don't know what that is, gas stations used to sell these little pills. Maybe they still do. Right at the counters you were checking out with whatever it is you had. Your Hostess cupcakes. Oh, wait, what are those? Those are beanies. Oh, really? Okay. What's going to happen? Well, for some people, not much, and for other people, a lot. I saw people freaking out. Freaking out. Not looking to jump off a building freaking out, but they couldn't calm down enough to actually do the work they wanted to study.
You can't focus if you're too hopped up.
That's it. So my bullpen, I can't have you too gassed. You do have to come up with the right combination. And by the way, the movie One-on-One that I reference, Robbie Benson, there's a scene where a guy much bigger than him gives him a pill, and Robbie Benson can't control it. He's jumping up and down. He's going crazy out of practice. You don't want that.
No.
There's a scene, if you can find this, there's a scene from One-on-One where he is so hyped up, and he just wants to play basketball at a fast speed. Next thing you know, he's throwing balls into the stands because he can't control it.
Yeah, I've seen that in college. Guys would take whatever it was they had to take, and they would. You could tell.
Oh, no
after
doubt.
After a while, because they would come to the sidelines and throw their helmet. I mean, they could not sit still. They'd be pacing when they should be sitting
and
resting.
It's not roid rage.
You just can't.
You can't calm down.
No, you literally.
Everything is hyped up.
You can't sit still. And Tyler Matzek said, listen, in lieu of the fact that you can't have greenies anymore like they used to have back in the day, this is what we're doing now.
No doubt about it. And by the way, ADHD drugs. Sorry, there's a focus part of this, too, where more guys, baseball, I don't even know if this is still a thing, they're scripted. Now, this, you go to a doctor and you get meds. ADHD stuff was through the roof compared to the general population because that's the part of focus. And guys would combo this stuff. I'm just telling you what I know. I don't know if it's still a thing anymore. I don't know if the ADHD drug is still as prevalent as I knew it was at one point. But you go from beanies and then you find a way. Those are the ones by the coffee pot, by the way. So you'd have a cup of coffee, you grab a couple of beans, and boom, next thing you know, you were hyped up. But you had to figure out how to control it. What ADHD medication does is, I've used this analogy, take toilet paper tubes, put them on your eyes, and all of a sudden you have a focus that's pretty incredible. That's the way the game has been played. I'm looking for an edge.
And obviously when you talk to veterans of the game, your legends of the game, during your Hardball show each and every Saturday at 8 o'clock, these are the things that could be discussed, how things have changed.
Yeah.
And the Hardball interview of the week with Domino each and every Saturday at 11 is brought to you by
Radio. Speak up a little louder.
Judice.
This is so wrong. Okay, you want to make fun? Carl Erskine passed away at 97. I sat down with him when he was 93. We'll hear a little cut later. Carl Erskine tomorrow was going to be the Ray Giudice interview of the week.
I didn't quite get that.
That's Don Larson.
Who's no longer with us.
No, but Carl Erskine isn't either, unfortunately. But you hear from the great beyond, Carl Erskine. They haven't even had the full services yet. You'll hear from the great beyond. Carl Erskine will join us, and then he'll join me tomorrow morning.
Okay.
By the way, Ray Giudice interview of the week.
When's the Red Bull? Like, if this was an NIL deal, the Red Bull refrigerator would be in plain sight in the bullpen. Do you not think this is going to happen?
I think now that the seed has been planted, it makes perfect sense.
These guys are going to have T-shirts. They're going to have Red Bull stuff. I would imagine, and I don't know if it's baseball legal, you know, we have the refrigerator in our place. Do you not think they're there might not be something every time you look into the bullpen?
I would be very surprised if not by the end of this homestand there isn't a Red Bull cooler.
They'll never pay for a Red Bull ever again either.
No, they should not after this and what we've talked about and everybody else. Marcelo Zuna, we talked about him being the captain. Domino, I know you love this. He's on pace to finish with 76. He's on pace to finish. But I was going to say he was on pace to finish with 76 home runs and 219 RBIs.
Okay.
I mean, that would shatter records left and right.
Yeah, well, let me look that up to make sure, though. I'm not sure if you're right about that. Leave the baseball numbers to me, please.
Okay.
Give me the numbers again.
76 home runs and 219 RBIs.
I'm going to have to look. Give me during the break. I'll look to see.
Those are your Wellstar Well stats of the day. Impossible stats, but stats nevertheless. At Wellstar, nothing is outside the realm of possibility. Our patients are at the center of everything we do. Nationally ranked, locally recognized for our high-quality care, inclusive culture, and exceptional doctors and caregivers. One of the largest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Visit Wellstar.org today. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care. My voice is already raspy. Driving down 400, I decided to put on my YouTube music and
LA
Woman.
What are you singing?
LA Woman, came on. And,
who do you think you are? You can't sing at that level.
No, I can't. My voice
that loud?
I was singing
what a dummy.
You know, Mr. Mojo Rising at
what
the end of that song and screaming. So I apologize for the raspy voice.
I thought it was kind of sexy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I wasn't smoking cigarettes or cigars on the way in.
Don't think I haven't noticed.
You talked about the Rangers doing what they did so far without Max Scherzer, Jacob deGrom. Well, it looks like Max Scherzer won't be back for this series, but they thought he was going to be back in the latter part of June. It looks like he's going to be back actually in early May now as he recovers from that offseason back surgery. Not a Braves problem, but it could help the Rangers somewhere down the line.
Oh, no. Listen, again, you've got to get healthier down the stretch. Now you've got to do all the things that might make you healthier down the stretch. Him not throwing for 2 months could end up being the best thing as long as his health is in play for the end of the season. I'm just telling you, they are not sexy. They are not a kabang type, wow, they're coming into your town. They would be if Scherzer and DeGrom were actually starting a game in a three-game series.
The 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work. FinleyRoofing.com is where you need to go. Let's tell you what's coming up on the program. Will the Falcons finally break this trend next week? We'll talk some NFL draft just after noon. A big-name quarterback could be coming to Georgia. We'll tell you who that is as we go on campus at 12:20. Brian Spielboards will be on the call tonight for Apple TV Plus for the Rangers and the Braves. He will join us at 1. And when we come back, ESPN Sunday Night Baseball coming to town this weekend, as we told you. Eduardo Perez, friend of the show, will join us when we come back to talk some Braves and then some. We are your home of the Braves. We're at X Golf in Alpharetta. Come on by and ask about the specials. We'll do our best to accommodate you. Cellini, Domino, it's the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and the Fan app.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is Morrison at his finest. He was gone soon after, but not forgotten.
Yeah, obviously not. You were driving up 400.
Screaming this, and that's why my voice
is... you're 19 years old.
The way it does. We are
grow
at X-Golf.
Jeez, just grow up.
Alpharetta. This is Cellini and Domino. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. The 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Finley Roofing. We know the Braves and the Rangers going at it all weekend long. Sunday Night Baseball going to be here this upcoming weekend at 7 o'clock. Darius Fiennes is going to get the start.
He is.
On ESPN on Sunday.
Our four-letter network debut.
And our friend from the four-letter network, Eduardo Perez, kind enough to join us right now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Eduardo, always nice to have you on the program. How are you doing this Friday?
I'm doing real well. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it. Can't wait to get to Atlanta for this weekend.
Good. Let me ask, when was the last time you drove down the road? You're an adult-ass man, and you started to put the radio real loud like my partner and singing like you're Jim Morrison. How often does that actually happen to you?
I'll tell you what. To be with my kids in the car. Now they won't ride with me, and I have a feeling that's why.
Yeah, that's definitely why, because you kind of get caught up in the moment. I've got a 15-year-old. When he's in the car with his buddies, it's like, Dad, don't do this. Dad, don't do that. And above all else, Dad, don't say this. There's a bunch of rules now all of a sudden, Eduardo.
Yeah, there are. The game has changed, but you know what? Who cares? We can sing in the car. We sing in the shower. Let's just get it done.
Well, the game has changed on the field as well. We've talked about it many times over, and I'm sure we've had this discussion in the past. The Braves were businesslike. That was their, fair or not, reputation in the 90s. It's the polar opposite now, and I think that's why everybody in the city seems to rally around this team. A very good baseball team, but a team that plays with their emotions on their sleeve.
They really have, and, you know, it's a pleasure to watch them. I can't wait to go see them. You know, I saw them in spring training. And I was anxious to get to see them during the regular season. I circled this day. You got the world champs against the Braves, a team that's going to contend, a team that scored more runs and slugged more than anybody else in the first inning, and they slugged more than anybody else in baseball all around. So it's one of those teams that you just cannot miss. I say the Braves and the Dodgers are two teams that if you get there late, you're going to miss a big part of the game. You got Acuña leading off, and it's like, get to your parking spot, no excuses, beat traffic, get there, because it's must watch right from the start, and they continue to be exciting baseball. They run, they play defense, and the most important part is, yeah, they've pitched, yeah, we've got some injuries, but at the same time, they're accountable. The star players play every day. And I think when you buy a ticket to a sporting event and you can see those star players on a daily basis, not having to take days off, it's kind of cool.
It almost sounds sacrilegious and blasphemous when I say, and I've said it, this is the best time. I'm here 31 years. I saw really good baseball teams, but it's the best time to be a Braves fan because the park experience is 1,000 times better. The emotions that they're allowed to show, late inning comebacks, I think it really sort of is it's a different feel now when you're – when you're rooting for a team that not only has a chance to win, but in the style that they do it.
Yeah, you're on point. You're on point. It's just electric. And you know what? They compete differently every night. You know, it could be a really good pitching matchup, and it could be a 1-0 game, and their starting pitching goes deep. But their bullpen is also really good, you know, finishing it off. Raisel Iglesias the other day, the big double play to end the game. You have power. You've got speed. And you have the surroundings of Truist Park. And I think that's the part when you have the battery hanging around and people are ready to watch baseball way before the game even starts. I'll tell you this. During the World Series a couple years ago and during the postseason, I hang out more at the battery before the game than I do on the field or in the press box, because you want to get that vibe, and you get it there at the battery.
Eduardo Perez, got a couple more minutes with him. We got to you a little bit late. I apologize for that. That is on me from ESPN on the Hobson and Hobson newsmaker line. We talked about the Rangers. I don't want to show any disrespect, neither does Chris, to the Rangers, because they are the world champs, but they're a very nondescript team right now, are they not?
Well, I think there's a lot of teams that still haven't been able to find their grasp. Look, they got a lot of guys that are star arms that right now are not on the active roster. But it's still a very, very good team. And it's a team that still hasn't hit on all cylinders. I think, you know, they're missing Josh Young because of that injury. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with that thumb injury, that hand injury. But you still have Marcus Semien up the middle. You still have your finalist for the MVP playing shortstop as well as Corey Seager. There's guys that are very capable of carrying a team like they did last year. And let's not forget one thing. Texas last year at the beginning of the season, no one was really counting on them. They were playing almost the same way they are now. But with Bruce Bochy at the helm, just don't discount a team that they can turn it around in a heartbeat.
Ding, ding, ding.
Hey, how does a guy like Bruce Bochy win wherever he goes? I mean, it's a basic question, but the numbers speak for themselves.
He's calm and steady, and he knows how to run a bullpen. And he knows that I identify the high leverage guys earlier than a lot of other people do. And I think what happens is Chris Young, the general manager for the Texas Rangers, he's given Bruce Bochy free reign of being able to manage. And just like Snit managing the Atlanta Braves, there's a trust when it comes to the players being able to trust their guy at the helm. And he's proven he's done it. And he'll be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And that's what you love from that management style and the coaching style, the way that the Texas Rangers do it.
I love the fact that Chris Young, fairly new to the job, was able to talk to Bruce Bochy, the mutual respect to get him to take the job. It's one thing to offer the job. It's another thing to show the vision as to why Bruce Bochy should have taken that job.
Right. Absolutely. 100%. And look at teams that are the world champs. What do? They go out and they get a rookie to be their designated hitter / outfielder in Langford, who was at the University of Florida last year. But they identify a player that can handle the pressure at the major league level and do it well. Uh-huh. And I think that's why you have to love and appreciate the way that they are doing it right now in Texas. And this is going to be a tough series all and out throughout this week. And I just can't wait to get there. I'll be getting there tomorrow morning, and I'll be watching Saturday's game, studying everything, and trying to put on a good show for Sunday.
Quick answer. Do you still get juiced going on the field like a Saturday, tomorrow, and then Sunday before the game? Does that fulfill the need that you have in the baseball world?
100%. I love baseball. I grew up around it. My dad, Tony Perez, Hall of Famer. I was born into on the field. And as far as I'm concerned, every time I see it, every time I smell the grass, I see the fresh cut grass at any ballpark, major league ballpark, I don't take it for granted. I'm blessed with what I do and the form that I have, and to be blessed to have people like you guys that want to be able to have us on as well for the community. I think it's awesome, and I'm so appreciative of it, and I don't take anything for granted at all.
Eduardo, thank you for the time. We'll see you this weekend. Always appreciate you coming on the program.
Hey, can I say one more thing? Can you guys just put a little prayer in for me, because I'm about to play 18 right now and tee times in 2 minutes.
All right. Who
I
are you
just wanted
with?
To let you guys know
who's
that.
Who's taking your money today, or whose money are you taking?
I don't know, but I got a Bank of America exec here that he's pretty serious right now. And I got a buddy of mine that's all he does is play jokes.
Oh, no.
They're on the range right now, and they're looking at me saying, let's go. Let's get this interview
over with. Blame me if it backfires. Yeah. This one's on me.
Or Sunday, tell me how much you want and flash me a couple of hundies, and I'll let you know that it all went well.
You know what, though? Hold on a second. I'm going to put the exec on real quick to see how his game's going to be.
Okay. All right. Yeah, good.
Yes.
How are you?
Very well, sir. How are you? From what we understand, Eduardo said you are pretty serious about your golf game. How do you feel you're going to do today?
Well, I think I'm going to... Well, you know, that's kind of funny. The fact that I'm on here with Eduardo makes my day, because he's worse than I am. But frankly, I think my golf game today is going to be pretty good.
Hilarious. What fake handicap are you using today, sir, if I might ask?
Well, I'm using a 17, given that Eduardo's a 25. So that way, you know, he can look good and maybe get some throws in our game. But I have a feeling he's going to do good today.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's not a 25 is what I have a feeling, sir. You might want to go over that with him again.
I will. He's got a new driver, so we'll see how he does today. Okay, so right. I'll put him back on, because we're being called to the box. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure speaking with you, sir. All right, Eduardo, go out there and get him. Eduardo Perez at the golf course with a Bank of America executive who remained nameless on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker
line. You never know who's listening. I don't know, maybe Bank of America executive means something completely.
It was very nice of him to come on and do the interview with us, despite the fact that I got to him late.
I
like Eduardo a lot. He's a friend of the show.
Yeah,
and
I'll tell him.
I genuinely feel bad.
It's both of us. Listen, it's fine. He sounded, he's got no problem.
He did want you guys to know, I just spoke with him, he's not a 25, so his friend was messing with him.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's not a 25. I was about to say, let me tell you about Bank of America. Get your money out of there if that guy believes Eduardo Perez is a 25.
Eduardo Perez going to be a part of Sunday Night Baseball. So you've got Apple TV Plus, tonight. You've got Bally's tomorrow, yeah. And then you've got ESPN on Sunday. All of the games right here on The Fan and The Fan app. Also, speaking of money, Braves fans from all over Georgia can now participate in and win with the Braves Foundation 50-50 raffle. It's all presented by Harris Cherokee Casinos. They also bring us the X platform. For the first time ever, Jackpot's going to be open during the home and road series. Raffles will conclude with one lucky winner getting 50% of the total jackpot. The remaining 50% goes to the Atlanta Braves Foundation. Enter in person at Truist Park or online. Now, if you're an online entrant, you must, and I repeat must in all caps, be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. Go to Braves.com/5050 or visit the MLB ballpark app while in Georgia. Do you know that if you go on the ballpark app and you're a Braves A-lister,
Here we go,
you get discounts in the team clubhouse store.
Listen,
I'm just telling the people out there.
That's good stuff.
You know what I know about people like you, though? You don't seem to need a discount. You seem to be rolling in it these days. Why do you need a
discount? Yeah, discounts mean nothing to me, Chris.
Why don't you give your discount to somebody else who perhaps could use it after hearing about all the things you've got going on in your life these days?
Pay it forward a little bit, if you will. Today is the 19th of April. Let's walk you through some of the things that happened on this date in Braves history.
Can I ask one of the questions?
And Major League history.
You know what type of golf course you're playing at when they're really, really ushering you to the tee time where you don't get a minute or two leeway? You're about to play some serious golf at a really nice golf course.
That's why I'm really surprised he decided to stay on with us as long as he did. I know what I would have done. He got to me late. That's a you problem. He's a very nice man, Eduardo Perez. 1949, on this day, the Yankees unveil a granite monument to Babe Ruth in the now known as Monument Park.
Oh. And they put it in the outfield so somebody could actually run into it. Perhaps kill himself.
Because in the old days, the monuments were right there in the outfield.
Yes, they were. A ball could go behind the monument. It could hit the monument. You could run in and hit the monument as well.
Very safe, like that hill that was there in Houston that they finally had the brains to take out.
Sure. Yeah, why don't you just put a tree in a lake somewhere in right center field?
1960, on this date, Roger Maris has four hits, including a pair of home runs in his Yankees debut. Opening day started a lot later back
sure
then.
Sure did. Sure did. This March stuff? We're still down in, some of them were in Cuba at some point in this whole thing, too.
I think we've talked about this a time or two. In 1965, on this date, the original Astrodome ceiling is painted.
Oh, yeah.
Because the sun's glare makes fielding fly balls hazardous. This will cause the grass to die because they had natural grass inside the original Astrodome and lead to the installation of AstroTurf for the following season.
This is evolution. This is evolution. Think about it. Had they not put a dome in Houston, it probably would have taken longer to get AstroTurf. And now AstroTurf. Listen, AstroTurf isn't really what was put into Houston in 1965. We've made advances, as we like to say. That stuff. There were probably more guys with bad backs from playing or standing in the NFL. I told you, when I did Braves sidelines, when I was down, Falcons, just standing there for three and a half hours was painful.
Ken Stabler, when he was doing the football show with my brother on CNN, said that when he was playing for the Oilers, there were certain places on the turf you would stand. So they had the turf, and then they had, like, boards under the turf, and you could, like, bounce and feel the boards on certain areas of that old Astrodome turf, which is very safe when you're running full speed.
Sure.
For you to step on something that buckles.
Yeah, or springs you forward, perhaps, when you didn't expect it. It's sort of like the old Garden in Boston, where you would just actually know where the dead spots were. I'm going to tell you this. There are guys who got hit in the NFL in the 70s who no doubt got hit. They probably have more problems because of the turf itself than any hit they've ever taken.
No doubt. 1981, on this date, the Oakland A's set a modern-day record for the most consecutive wins to start a season, 11-0 with a 6-1 victory over the Mariners. The Braves, Dale Murphy, we talked to him about the 82 team, will break that record the following year by winning 13 straight. Is there a nicer guy than Dale Murphy?
No.
And that's who he is, by the way.
Yeah,
you think it's too good to be true. That's who he is.
Always got a smile, always thanking his wife, letting everybody know that his wife's the one who's running this whole thing.
I will say this.
Go ahead.
All the times we've talked to Dale Murphy over the years, that was the first time I heard that catcher story. He's catching in the minor leagues, and he literally is trying to throw a runner out at second base, and he hits his pitcher in the hip.
He told me he'd hit a couple of guys. He didn't tell me it almost came to the point where he quit because he realized I just injured my own player. I never heard it taken to the point where he was like, I think I might have to quit baseball. And then Bobby Dews, of course, taking credit for saying, no, 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 you're not a catcher, you're not a first baseman, you're a center fielder.
And he became a gold glove center fielder.
Yes, he did. And an MVP, of course, twice.
And like you said, it's a good thing there wasn't social media back then with him catching.
Right. And it's a good thing he didn't play in a market that was bigger.
I think there was one point in time where he actually had to catch Phil Niekro. And I think he almost got killed.
Well, that'll ruin a man, too, though. That will ruin a person.
Yeah, it's like when Kurt Suzuki was catching Ari Dickey. Every time he caught Ari Dickey here, something happened.
You're just stomping on the ball. I don't even know what catcher it was. Somebody else who caught it might have been Veritek. I said, it looks to me like those nature films where you just see a bear slap at a salmon, just trying to slow it down. Boom, now I can pick it up. He said, that's a good one. Yeah. I said, thank you, sir.
You do whatever it is you have to do. The Braves were off yesterday, but remember, all season, when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Sorry, didn't mean to yell. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. It may be the only way out for the Hawks, and we'll talk about it next. I think one last NBA minute is going to come your way.
Thank God.
When we return. We're at X Golf in Alpharetta. Come on by and ask about the specials, and we'll guide you in the right direction. If you're a golfer, if you're a guy that likes to drink and eat, this is the place for you. 6600 Town Square in Alpharetta. X Golf, like I said, is where we are. Cellini, Domino, it's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
You learned to walk while he was away.
Yeah.
Very sad. And in the end, his son did become just like him.
Yeah.
1150, Cellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. X Golf is where we are. Spend some time together with your son or your father here and play some golf on the great simulators. And when you come by today, ask about the specials. We'll guide you in the right direction.
50% off, that kind of stuff.
I'm not sure what it is, Buck, to be exact. They will be better able to answer those questions than us.
Well, here's the other thing. You can bring up to six people to play in a bay, and the price is the same. So if you want to split it, you certainly get enough time, an hour or two. TVs are on. Yeah, games are on. Full bar, full menu, and technology that gives you the ability to play 53 different courses. And we're not talking about, with all due respect to TrackMan, this is even better than that. This is newer than new. So your ability to come out to X-Golf right here in the Halcyon area would absolutely benefit you, your game, your swing. And quite honestly, you just need to get out of the house for a couple hours, and who doesn't? This might be a great place to do it.
Totally agree. First Horizon Bank and Double Play ATL going to be teaming up to give back this weekend. You can join 643 with Dylan Short live and bring your new and gently used baseball and softball equipment to Sandy Plains Baseball at Harrison Park tomorrow between 9 and 11. Each person that makes that donation going to get a free car wash, compliments of Tidal Wave Auto Spots, all brought to you by First Horizon Bank and Tidal Wave Auto Spa. An interesting mock draft as someone says the Falcons are going to go very much against the norm. We'll talk some NFL a little past the top of the hour. But when you look at the Hawks this year, it's going to be, I think, what we talked about yesterday as they are formally done for the season. They're going to tell you, Trae Young missed 28 games. Jalen Johnson missed 26 games. Onyeka Okongwu missed 27 games. DeAndre Hunter missed 25 games. Sadiq Bey missed 19 games. This is going to be their pitch. We were all banged up at different times this year. We are bringing everybody back.
I can't sell for quarters on the dollar, and I certainly can't do it for draft picks when it comes to Trae Young or DeJounte Murray. I would like to think there'll be a detente if that does happen, because I'm telling you, here's what you're going to have to sell to Hawks fans. The guys are going to have to, and I mean this, they're going to have to go on social media. This isn't even something that's a press release. These guys might have to show up having a sleepover. At one point this offseason, they might need to show them going to a movie and having a sleepover to say, hey, it's great. And by the way, now we realize how you have to go about to win in an NBA season. Because short of that, a press release, we're going to roll this back. One press conference with Tony Russell, we're going to roll this back. That's not going to work. Hawks fans have seen enough of this. Doesn't mean you trade, though, for quarters on the dollar. And look, Trae Young said it today. He wants to be here in Atlanta. He wants to win in Atlanta. He's still not pulling the, I'm pulling the shoot, you got to get me out of here card, which is good for him in a lot of ways. But what's the end game? I can't take any more of this, and neither can Hawks fans.
As it stands right now, they're up against the salary tax. They only have the veteran minimum salary cap exception available, and if they re-sign Bay, that's going to bump into that. Tony Ressler's not going to go. He traded Kevin Huerter for a reason. He's not going to go above the salary tax.
Not for a 10 seed. And by the way, you can tell me you're going to be healthier. Listen to all those games we missed. You don't know that, and I don't know that. The bigger thing is, why do I have a backcourt that could be statistically great? I don't know if they're a great basketball backcourt. Statistically, they can be great, and neither one of them can figure out how to play with each other. And by the way, that goes back to Quinn Snyder, too. You've got to either clunk heads, you've got to sit them down, lock them in a gym, let them figure it out. I know maybe their games don't mesh, but that's why you hire a head coach and pay him millions of dollars. And you got to have adults in the room, by the way. What do you want? You want to be more famous than him? You want to make all-star teams, but you can't with him? I'm over it.
And this has nothing to do with anything that you just referenced, but I'm going to tell Quinn Snyder as well, you got to stop wearing those red glasses. You got to stop. If you win, you can wear the red glasses.
Oh, and I believe that. You don't talk about a man's fashion, but there is a point where you get so goofy that you ain't won enough. So that's what we're saying. The Sally Jesse Raphael glasses, look it up, by the way. Google it. It's clean. Sally Jesse Raphael. You're saying that he hasn't won enough here to wear those glasses.
I can't have it. Plus, here's a protein shake or two.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I think
he's turning sideways now and I can't see him.
I know. I think he's physically. Well, that's the problem. He's calling out plays and nobody could see him. We're just wasting his advantages that he gives us on the bench.
I mean, while we're having off-season conversations, we can pitch that to Quinn Snyder.
I'm assuming he's fit, right? Listen, I wish I was so skinny where somebody told me to go get a protein shake. I'm assuming he's healthy.
I hope.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's healthy.
It looks like he dropped about 10 pounds over the course of the season. And
wouldn't
if anybody
you?
Can't afford to lose 10 pounds,
know,
it's Quinn Snyder.
You got to watch this.
Well, you think you go the other way like Thibodeau.
No,
17 pounds.
No, guys.
Almost Stan Van Gundy.
Guys who were fit will always go the other way. They turn into the invisible man. Van Gundy and some of those other guys, Thibodeau included. No, they're used to eating. They eat when they're happy. They eat when they're depressed. This guy's physically fit. He's had enough of this.
And with that,
you got to fix it.
You're right. We buckle up.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty. Family owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
All right, not that it means anything, but I guess Jaden Daniels' agent sort of put out there that he didn't like the way the Commanders went about this. Hey, this is not what we expect.
Bringing everybody together at the same time, all the quarterback prospects.
We're going to have a family meal or whatever the hell it was, whatever it is. Now, I texted with Dan Quinn. We're going to have Dan Quinn on the week after the draft to talk about why they did this and who they end up taking. But yeah, I guess Jaden Daniels' agent, here's what I would say if I'm Jaden Daniels. What are you doing? If I'm whoever Jaden Daniels and his family controls sort of what the narrative is, why are you doing this? What good does it do for an agent to tweet out anything at this point?
And you have your GM already saying we're very, very close to finalizing everything. Well, it didn't seem that way bringing everybody to dinner the other night.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what the thought
was. Pass around
the
mayonnaise potatoes. Will you please drink me? Have you met Jaden Daniels?
Well, I think you want to find out who's greedy and who keeps them right in front of them. And they're a little bit slower to pass it. Get it? Pass it? Who actually makes a good decision? Do I go left or right?
Right. I see what you did there.
Yeah. With the Manigotti. Do I go left? Do I go right? Who was the open man? My point is, we'll talk to Dan Quinn about the process. I just don't think an agent should be putting out anything at this point that he's not necessarily understanding or happy with. Seems a little dumb to me. All right. Tigers 2000 season. We kept talking about what Scottie Scheffler made, right? Money-wise. Do you understand what Tigers 20 or 2000 season would be in 2024 dollars? Now, I'm going to say that the math might be right in this. I've got an article in front of me. He won $10 million. If he replicated those same results where he finished in every tournament that he played, he'd win $48 million. But wait, do you know about the bonuses in golf right now? Let's give him the FedEx and everything else, including the $15 million player impact bonus, which he would have won, $92 million. In today's dollars, if he had the same year, 2000, has it in 2024, $92 million worth of just golf, not endorsements.
I was going to say, that's not even counting the Nike money there.
No, that's FedEx. That's the $15 million player impact bonus. If you don't know what that is, it doesn't matter. But they vote on who's the most impactful player. They give him another $15 million. All right. Do you think... I'll talk to you about it during the break. I wanted to get somebody on next week. Stu Gotch, John Weiner, you know what he said?
He went at the Falcons organization, that's
maybe we'll
sure.
play it. Okay. Why don't we save it for the NFL stuff? Because I called John.
We are going to go inside the NFL past the top of the hour here.
I called
John. 5 minutes from now.
Do we want him on? After you hear this, tell me
if
you want
him. Well, you and John
on.
In the old days used to have fun debates with one another.
No doubt about it.
I say for that reason, have him on.
Okay. Because I think he's off base on a couple of levels we'll talk about in a second. Hey, remember I told you about that 3,300 day that the Oakland A's had in the Coliseum?
Yes.
True Major League Baseball attendance.
And it wasn't 3,300, incidentally.
No.
There were 300.
There were 15 AAA games that day. 12 AAA games outdrew the Oakland A's, in case you want a barometer as to what we're going through there. Do you think Seattle's ever going to get an NBA team again?
I think they deserve one.
It's 16 years ago yesterday that they actually said one out of.
It's the fans' fault. It was much like here with hockey. It was ownership's fault.
And do you know how much money the Golden State Warriors make every game? Like ticket sales and everything else. It's $20 a game, the best in the NBA. They don't have any home playoff games coming. And they go over the luxury tax. They will end up paying $208 million. Biggest payroll in NBA history. $208 million to not have a home playoff game. That means it's gone all wrong.
It's a big number.
By the way, their tax bill is $176 million on top of that. And last one. Remember I told you about... Read that headline. I'll let you read it.
World Series champs made sure beloved clubhouse attendance got a $505,000 bonus. Life-changing is what it was.
Yeah. So I just wanted to show you, that's the group that's coming in. The Texas Rangers made sure that the guys that took care of them all year long picked up socks, washed underwear, and did all those things. They did take care of them. So good for the people who do that.
All right. The 12 o'clock hour brought to you by Wade Ford at Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. You'll discover great prices, flexible finance options, our top trade-in values, and even mobile service. We promised the NFL to you when we come back, and it's going to happen, as in will the Falcons shock the world next week? One draft guru out there seems to think so. Into the red zone we go next. Cellini, Domino, X-Golf, and Alpharetta is where we are. It's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM and the Fan app.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.